Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A big victory for pro-life speech in New York. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, to our surprise, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, abandoned the appeal attempts to censor our client, a Christian teacher by the name of Scott Fitchett Jr. He preaches the gospel on public sidewalks outside of different places in New York, including in front of one of the largest abortion businesses in the state. We've said from the very beginning, Matt, that there's no evidence that our client, Scott Fitchett Jr., had done anything wrong. But the former attorney general, Eric Schneiderman, filed a lawsuit anyway against him and 12 other defendants in June of 2017, trying to punish him for simply sharing the gospel on a public sidewalk. And this particular attorney general, the former one, said there is no right to free speech to have your own viewpoint in America. I'm not sure what country he was thinking about, but it's certainly not the United States of America. This guy actually had to resign because two people.
Eric Schneiderman.
He had two women came forth and they made allegations very similar about his physical abuse of them. The new attorney general that was underneath him, now the current attorney general, Letitia James, continued the litigation. We won at the trial court. They tried to have an injunction prohibiting them from going near this abortion clinic. We won the case. The new attorney general, Letitia James, appealed it, and without even letting us know, not even an email, not even a courtesy phone call, that attorney general just simply put in a footnote in the brief that they filed for the appeal. Oh, by the way, we're abandoning the argument against Scott Fitchett Jr. That's a great victory for us, meaning that the injunction that they wanted is not going to be against Scott Fitchett Jr. But it was obvious from the very beginning, and obviously when they abandoned the appeal regarding him, that they have no evidence. This was just harassment.
Well, and you know, you said to our surprise that she would abandon the appeal attempts. It's really no surprise when you read and hear what the judge had to say.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
The scathing commentary that the judge had relative to these gross attempts to quash the First Amendment and the anti-Christian bigotry associated with that.
Well, what I mean is a surprise. I'm not surprised by that.
The content, right.
I'm surprised that there was not an email. There was not a phone call.
Had to get the magnifying glass out to
see it. There was no letter that said, by the way, we're not going to include your client in this appeal. We're conceding. No, they never had the courtesy to do it. They just dropped it in a footnote in their opening brief. Just dropped it in a footnote in the opening brief. So that was a surprise. But, you know, it's no surprise in the sense that they have no evidence. This was Scott Fitchett. In fact, during the hearing, by the way, it was a 14-day evidentiary hearing in which the state of New York wanted to use the so-called FACE, Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Law, federal law, to ultimately ban 13 pro-lifers from being out in front of this clinic. Now, this clinic is run by, is founded by a woman going all the way back to 1971, before Roe versus Wade. She has written a memoir or publication that says that what we are dealing with, what she's dealing with, is a human life, a human life. She says that the people in her movement ought to acknowledge that what they're dealing with is a human life and that abortion kills a human life. And therein, amazingly, listen to this, therein lies the power of abortion in that it gives a woman the power to kill another human being in order for them to pursue their own self-interest.
Yeah, it gives women the power over life and death.
She even spoke to her own unborn child before she aborted. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
that
was
tragic. This is not your time, little one. And then she had an abortion.
Yeah, in her
it's tragic.
So-called memoir, she's in a car driving through New York, and she's pregnant with her little child, and she, I guess, touches her abdomen and says, "It's just not time for you, little one," as she then goes on to kill her own unborn child.
So she knew what she was doing. She knows that's life.
She knows it's life. I mean, it's, goodness.
It's chilling.
It's hard. It's chilling. Yeah, it's chilling. And the so-called clinic escort, this is the woman who heads up the so-called escorts. These are people that surround, that work with, volunteer with the clinic. They surround women, people coming into the clinic so that people like Scott Fitchett can't share the gospel with them.
And oftentimes harass the pro-life.
And they harass and they yell and they do all the, all kinds of things, bullhorns, whatever it is to harass them.
And that's the woman that wants to bring communism to America,
and that's
isn't
the woman
she?
Who has been couple of decades plus?
Yeah.
The national spokesperson for the Revolutionary Communist Party USA. Check it out. They believe in the violent overthrow of the United States of America. They want to take everyone's arms, have a war, a bloody war, overthrow the government, change the name of the United States, and impose martial law against those who resisted them and punish those who resisted them. And she was called as a witness. Now, that's a crime. It's one thing to have different views about the government, but it is a federal crime to advocate the overthrow of the United States of America. That's sedition. There is a federal law on that. She should be prosecuted. And yet the former Attorney General Schneiderman, who had to resign, called this person as a witness.
As his key, one of his key witnesses.
Key witness.
Rather than prosecuting her for sedition.
Well, it just shows you their agenda. They're all in the pockets of Planned Parenthood. And so no wonder they advocate for the violent killing of human, innocent, unborn children.
Well, if you can desensitize human life, it's all part and parcel of that communist philosophy. The ends justifies the means. It's utilitarianism. And human life can be snuffed out, and abortion is a step forward in desensitizing and helping the public to accept the overt killing of human beings. So it's really parcel of the humanist, communist, really atheist philosophy.
Yeah.
But yet you have our client who's just a kind pre-K teacher who goes out and shares the gospel with these mothers.
Yeah, he's a teacher. And he spends his Saturdays peacefully sharing the gospel on public sidewalks throughout New York City, which also includes this particular abortion center that was founded and owned by Merrill Hoffman. She's the one who we were talking about earlier that said, "It's not your time, little one," and aborted, killed her own baby. You know, they even called, amazingly, Matt, the security guard for this abortion clinic and put him on the stand. And during cross-examination, we cross-examined him, and he admitted that he sees Scott Fitchett every day that he's out there, every Saturday that he comes. There's nobody that knows more about what he does or doesn't do than him, because he sees him. And when asked, has he ever done anything wrong? Has he ever blocked anybody? He said no. And he said that he had that same conversation with Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, the former attorney general that had to resign, before the lawsuit was filed. And when he was looking at the complaint drafted by the former attorney general, he said, "That's not accurate. Scott Fitchett hasn't done anything." Well, they filed suit anyway.
Knowingly left false information in the complaint.
Yeah, put it in the complaint, and they knew that it was false. I mean, the state of New York needs to pay for this.
It's corruption.
It has taken.
And we need to continue to pray.
And the case, by the
case,
way, is not over, because they requested a preliminary injunction. However, the lower court basically said, if you ever think you're coming back for a trial, you guys just essentially had your own trial. So it may be over. We'll have to see. Certainly, it's good news that the attempt to stop him has not been successful. And thank you for your prayers, because without you, Scott Fitchett would have no representation. Without your partnership with Liberty Counsel, your prayers, and just your involvement, wouldn't have no representation. He'd just be the target of a massive, powerful attorney general's office in New York. But we have spent a lot of time defending him, and huge victories so far. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.